Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to immerse yourself in the nature around you. Our guest today is Jody O'Donnell Ames, and she's author of Hope Givers, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and your spirit questions later on in the show. That's a little later, but right now we're going to get to our guest, and we have with us Jody O'Donnell Ames, author of Hope Givers. And Jody is an author, a speaker, and founder of Hope Loves Company. It's a nonprofit that provides education and emotional support to children and young adults who love someone with ALS. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda. I appreciate it.
Oh, we're very glad to have you. Before we start, what I want to do is there may be somebody out there that doesn't know what ALS is. Can you just explain a little bit about that, and then we'll go into what is a Hope Giver and stuff like that.
Sure. So I was one of those people. I didn't know what ALS was. It stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. But we also know it as Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's a terminal illness that affects everyone and anyone of all ages. And basically what it does is it decreases or limits the message between the brain and the spinal column. The message gets cut off, and the person's muscles atrophy. So while the mind continues to function properly, the body continues to fail. So people lose the ability to talk, walk, eat, and eventually breathe without help.
Wow. And what do they know what causes this at all?
They don't. They're getting closer for the genetic version. They have found some DNA that has helped with understanding the small amount of people who have the genetic version of ALS, like the 5%, but the spontaneous and sporadic, they're not much closer.
That's too bad. Okay, so tell me a little bit, what is a Hope Giver then, and why did you write this book?
Yeah, well, we all face adversity. You know, I lost a dear friend when I was very young at 12 through a freak accident, a lightning accident. I lost my husband when I was 35 to ALS. And we all face adversity, trauma, grief, sadness, uncertainty. And Hope Givers are people who bring non-judgmental encouragement, resources, and guidance to our hardest times. And you know, it was during COVID, and I had started a podcast called Gratitude to Latitude, and I was just thinking, you know, as we were all home and going through this very anxious time and sad time of COVID-19 affecting our lives and isolating us, that I had so many people in my life who had brought hope to me in times of need. And I wanted to gather these people, start interviewing them, and find out what made them tick. And that's what I did.
Ah, there you go. So how do you change your dialogue to emotional intelligence and forgiveness? And people sometimes, I know during death and stuff, when people die, I'm 75, so half the people that I love are on the other side already. But when people die, people are trying to come up with something that helps or something, you know, and a lot of times it doesn't help. And so sometimes the dialogue that you're talking about is detrimental to really helping people. So when you're talking about how do you change the dialogue through emotional intelligence and forgiveness?
Yeah, so we're talking about many different concepts here, right? So emotional intelligence is our ability to understand that a lot of things will happen to us and we can't control them, yet we can be aware of our emotions and how we regulate, how we respond to the things that happen. And obviously grief is a very personal experience, strong emotion, and I think understanding how you handle grief and how you cope and what feels best for you is in your best interest. You know, a lot of people will have suggestions on how to handle grief, but it's a very personal journey. And regarding forgiveness, you know, I think about one of the women included in my book, Maureen, who was abducted as an 8-year-old and had, who has survived a very challenging life event, and she chose to forgive. I think that when we hold on to anger towards someone, it's hard not to maintain that anger within our hearts as well. So forgiving is a choice, perhaps a very difficult one, but it allows some freedom.
So this book is for anybody that is in adversity, not just for ALS people. It's applicable to everybody and everything, correct?
Correct. I mean, we all face adversity, and by the time we're adults, 70% of us have faced at least one tough time.
Well, that's what life is, right? I mean, life is just one thing after another after another. It's because it's called spiritual growth. So if you think everything is going to be consistent, it doesn't. And, I mean, there's two things that I found out. One, if you really want something, you have to not want it, and then you'll get it. Because if you want it, until you'll put too much attachment and things on it where it doesn't happen. And the other one is to, you know, understand that there are no mistakes. There's just life lessons. And when you go through these things, and using the tools in your book are certainly very helpful in helping you to get through these things. So, but once you learn what the lesson is, you never have to go through it again in exactly the same way, because nothing is ever done twice in exactly the same way. So,
I completely agree.
Right. So basically, you know, this book is for everyone, because change happens, and there's always going to be a negative so that you can learn the positive and to overcome that negative. So the trick is not to get down about it, but to do something about it that you can. And sometimes it's just basically to feel, trust, and know, and just trust that things are going to get better. And they do, because change is cyclical. So you start out, you know, where everything's feeling really good, and then you feel something's going to change, and then the change happens, and then you start gathering resources and doing all of that, and then you put that into action, the resources into action, which moves the energy and affects change to get you back to a flourishing time again, where it repeats over and over again, you know. And there are life-changing things, and everyone has them. Not rich, you know, everybody gets them, because this is what life's all about, is to overcome adversity. So your book is very good, because it helps to continue to give hope. And, you know, I have to tell you, when I was in high school, awards from the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and I was going to be an art person. And I did a sculpture in my senior year called Hope Among Despair. And it was all these different kinds of things trying to pull hope down. And it was a very interesting kind of thing. And what your book does is it gives you all these wonderful tools for you to go and persevere and get through the change. And that's why your book is so great, because it takes all these different adversities and gives you some hope there and different ways of trying to do things. And if something doesn't work, you can try something else. The trick is don't give up, right?
Yeah, so all of that is, you know, it's interesting, because Brené Brown has said hope is not an emotion, it's a way of thinking. And it took me, you know, 5 decades, really, in my 40s, because I didn't grow up, I'm 59 years old, I didn't grow up learning coping skills, I didn't grow up with a voice, I didn't grow up understanding that, you know, the way that I respond to adversity was going to make a huge difference. And we, you know, we witness what we're surrounded by, you know, growing up, our families and how they handle adversity. And so it wasn't really until my 40s when I started with mentors that I started recognizing all of these concepts of self-awareness and self-doubt and emotional intelligence and putting them into this book, because then I recognized, wow, I know people who have brought each of these concepts to me, and that's how I lived them. And if it weren't for them, I wouldn't know about it. So I think that just having hope and really understanding, you know, hope is the decision that there's something worth going on for, or you have a sense of what could be. And just that concept alone gives us, you know, the enthusiasm to continue. And you're right, life is such a journey. Things are so hard. And I'll share something because it's relevant to tomorrow. So I wrote a piece, a blog called Crying From the, I think it's called, Words from a Crying Porch, or Thoughts from a Crying Porch, on September 10th. So on September 10th, I was 6 months into being a widow. I was 35 years old. I had an 8-year-old sleeping, my daughter, and then I also was a foster parent to my great niece. So I had 2 kids upstairs sleeping. And I was crying on the porch thinking, oh my goodness, I miss my husband. I don't know how to go on. This is just too hard. And just really and truly felt despair. And the next morning, I started to head to work and got news of the first tower falling. And I pulled over on the side of the road. I was in such tears and the enormity of what had happened. And all of a sudden, in that moment, I recognized that all of these people had no clue what was about to unfold. And then I thought of the scenes of these individuals in their homes that morning. Did they say goodbye? Did they say, I love you? You know, were they in the midst of a divorce, or, you know, adopting a child, and what was happening in their lives? And that was all taken so horrifically and quickly. And I recognized that I was blessed to say goodbye to my husband and for 6 years to, you know, be his voice, his hands, his legs, and his caregiver. And, you know, that's perspective. So no matter how difficult things are, there's hope in something.
Right. Well, there's always going to be someone that's going to have it worse than you and better than you. Okay, so, you know, it's just your thing, and that you have to kind of, you know, go through all of that. The thing is that one of the things that I think is very important for people to understand is that, you know, fear is the biggest killer of everything. And I've done a lot of studies on fear, and fear comes from two things. One, that you fear that you're going to lose something, and then you fear death. Okay, so those are the only two things that is associated with fear. No matter what the fear is, you fear you're going to lose something, and there's going to be a fear of death. Number one, there should be no fear of death. I've been on the other side. There is life after death. I truly believe it. I've seen it. I've been in documentaries for it. So it's really not true that you should fear death, because there is life on the other side. We just change the kind of vehicle that we're in. And then the other thing is loss, which is also another silly thing to be worried about, because we come in with nothing and we go out with nothing. Now, no matter what you do and how you do it, you know, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You don't have any control over that. I mean, God, I'm a very believer in God, but, you know, fate and God has control of that. Now, you may have some input when you're coming back from the other side, but it's not quite you don't have the exact time or the exact stuff that's going to happen. Even with euthanasia, it's already pre-planned. So, you know, so what we want to do is to, you know, the opposite of fear is hope. And that's why your book is very important, because we have to understand that, number one, we shouldn't be fearing death or fear of loss, which is very hard to do because we're hardwired to do that and we're brought up to do that. But, you know, the hope, which is what you're talking about, transcends everything and helps you get through things. And so that's why your book is very, very important. Now, you talk a little bit about mentors and facilitating change. You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because my first mentors, no one in my family had gone to college, so my first mentors were teachers who said, you need to go to college, and I didn't even know it was an option. I talk about that in my book. And then, you know, years passed, and my next mentors were in my 40s. So I think that we, as we mature, we think we have it down. You know, we're like, oh, we got this. We're grooving and moving, and we have it figured out. But the beauty of mentors are that these are experienced people who have resources that are available to us. And when you allow your mind to open, when you allow yourself to listen to others and take advantage of opportunities that come your way. I'm always a believer, and if the door opens, I look through it. If someone calls me, I'm like, yes, that sounds great. Then your world opens up. And I think that mentors are, you know, I've had some pushback, oh, I don't need this, I don't need that, but mentors truly are a gift because they share the experience, the knowledge, and they propose questions that make us think differently.
Well,
and that's where the beauty lies, is when you can start thinking differently.
Right. And
outside the box and creatively.
Right.
Then amazing things will happen.
Right. So the thing is that you have to be very, very careful about picking your mentor. Here's what happens, is that if somebody comes into your life and you feel an affinity to them, you know, there's a synchronicity of this moment. So you go ahead and you listen to them. And it seems right at the time. And that's correct. You know, whatever you're getting, even if you change your mind about it, is absolutely right at the time. However, you should never make a mentor better or greater than you, because only you can interpret what is right for you, and you shouldn't give a mentor 100% power or just believe everything they say. If something that they're talking about doesn't feel right, then get up and walk away. If you're reading a book and the book is helping you do things, take what you need, but the rest of the stuff that doesn't go for you, you give it away. Because if it's important, it will come back to you. If it's not important for you, because this is your journey, your personal journey, and a mentor can help you and guide you in a direction, but the direction is yours to take, the action is yours to take, and concentrating and just believing in a mentor 100% is incorrect, because they're just as human as you are, and they have their life lessons and you have yours, right?
Right.
I think we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to get more in with Jody and talk more about her book, Hope Givers. So stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMckenzie.net. At LindaMckenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMckenzie.net. Visit LindaMckenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show right here on HealthyLife.net Radio, and we're very proud to be here. We're going to be, I guess, October 2nd, we're going to be 23 years old. And we're going to 3.2 million listeners a month, over 75 channels of distribution to 137 countries. This is wonderful, and I want to thank you for listening. And the reason that we have you listening is because of my guest, Jody O'Donnell Ames, who's written a really good book called Hope Givers. And you all know that HealthyLife.net radio is an all-positive talk station. And I've been doing all-positive talk radio since 1996 when I was on traditional radio. So we are very into what Jody O'Donnell Ames is talking about, and you should be too. And you can get this book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And we'll get into a little bit more about finding out about Jody in a little bit, but we want to know more about her book. So in Hope Givers, you talk about the importance of perseverance, Jody. Can you tell us a little bit about why it's important?
Yeah, you know, perseverance, grit, mindset, these are all characteristics of seeing things through to fruition and success. Einstein once said, it's not that I'm smart, I just stay with problems longer. I think if you eventually stick with something, a working solution becomes evident. And I think there's a quote out there somewhere that most of us give up right before that change, that outcome that we so desperately were seeking happens. So perseverance really does pay off. And it's funny because so many times you'll hear celebrities who said, I made it big, you know, I was a 20-year overnight success. it does eventually pay off.
Well, most of the, it's kind of interesting, you know, most of the places that, you know, the people that have are billionaires and whatever, they're not A students, okay? They're Bs and C students. Okay, so it's kind of interesting on that. And the thing about perseverance in business, more people make it not because of money or anything else, but perseverance. So it's a something that you have to really understand. And so when you feel that it's right in your heart, in your gut feel, because everybody has a truth meter in them, then you have to persevere. Go a little bit longer, because if something is going to happen for you, it will come again and again. And just remember that if something doesn't, then, it may be time to look ahead and see what can you use from the past and move forward into the future, but keep all the important things. And but perseverance is really, really important. Tell me about the Tell me about the rule of three. What's that all about?
Well, so you're talking about perseverance and the rule of three. I started a nonprofit without, I say it now, but I had no business starting a nonprofit, as you mentioned at the beginning of the segment. And, after losing my husband and after remarrying and raising three kids who had lost a parent to ALS, I recognized that there weren't resources out there. So, I'm like, I'm going to start a nonprofit. The rule of three is the discipline and the mindset and the action that I took place every single day. So I wanted to learn something new each day. I wanted to create some kind of social post that would get people talking every single day and that would kind of be a means to widening my network. And then the third is I really wanted to connect with someone every single day that could be a resource and a teacher. Everything that we want to do has been done in some way, shape, or form. And so I don't ever want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to learn from someone who knows more than me. So the rules of three were the three conditions, learning something new, creating a social post and making an impact, and connecting with a new person or resource every single day, that I use to build a nonprofit.
Oh, that's great. I started my first business in, I guess I was 32, and it was the first used PC store in America. And I started that back in 1983. And I had looked at other things, and I thought about doing a nonprofit, but a nonprofit was so hard to do, and there were so many rules and regulations that it was just as easy to do a for-profit company than a nonprofit. And then it was really interesting. So then I was going to do HealthyLife.net back in 2002. And typically what I'm doing is a positive talk radio should be like NPR or one of these nonprofits, right? Because, anything positive, they think you are funded by someone, which is not usually the truth. They tend to not want to give you money or time or whatever. So you just sit there going, oh, God. I did not like the rules and regulations on what the government did, and I did see that the ones that were paying off the government could get through and underneath the rules and regulations, but if they wanted to get you, they could get you. And basically, I was doing positive talk radio, and no offense, but the government and everyone that wants to use fear as a control does not want people to understand about hope and goodness and all of this stuff. And so I just said, I'm not going to give you any way to get me because I want to help people. And it was interesting because I was at a point with you where I was going out and I was doing lectures when I started the station to about 1,000 people. And I had been asked to do Crossing Over. I was doing a lot of television back at that time. And they asked me to do John Edwards' Crossing Over, Sci-Fi did. And I said, it's not in truth, I'm not going to do it. And they said, well, okay, then you come to us and we will do anything with you. We like working with you. I said, okay. I got home and God says, hey, Linda, I want you to do a radio station. I said, what? I said, I'm going to make it big. I'm going to make the money in my pocket. And he goes, yeah, but, right now you're just a point of light. And he said, if you make a radio station, bring all the people with positive stuff like Bernie Siegel, who's been with us since 2004, and bring all these people together, he goes, then you become a lighthouse, and then you reach more people. And so I took a back seat, and I became the wings to hold up this network, and we've reached over 79 million people with positive messages, and I'm very proud of that, you know. And just recently I started writing new books, because I had written three books, and now every year I'm putting out a new book. And and I just got offered a TV show, which just is going to be coming on September 18th. So at 75, I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, it's crazy.
I love it. So this is
what hope is all about, and that's what your book helps people to get to the place where you don't have to worry about this stuff. You just let life take you, let you free fall, and that's where we're all trying to get, right?
Yeah, and your point about nonprofits, so. It's interesting. A dear friend of mine said early on, why don't you start a for-profit and have that fuel the funding for your nonprofit?
Right.
And that was a brilliant suggestion. She said it probably a few years after we were on our way. But yeah, that would have been a really good suggestion and a good thing to do. But, you know, lessons learned.
Right, and that's what life is. So it's okay. You know, everybody gets where they need to go eventually, one way or another.
Yeah.
If not, then you get another turn around. And if you die and haven't done it, guess what? You come back again, and you get to do it then. You don't lose. There's no loss. You know, there really isn't. Now, we have about a minute. Can you stay for another eight minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, great, because I've been talking a lot, and I want to make sure that we get everything in your book out there. So we're going to be right back with Joni O'Donnell Ames and her book, Hope Givers. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I have always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. It's Linda McKenzie, and we have with us Joni O'Donnell Ames, and we're talking about her book, Hope Givers. Now, Joni, why and how do you integrate power and positivity into your life? Why should you do that, and how do you do it?
Wow, that is the ultimate question.
It is. It is.
It really and really is. So perspective. You know, I can honestly share, and my mother, who is 92 years old right now, who actually just started reading my book, I was really apprehensive about sharing it with her because she would not describe herself as a positive person. You know, you grow up and you absorb the, you know, the general feeling and whether it's in the emotions of your family unit, right? So my parents did fight a lot and they weren't always happy and, you know, it was more about like paying the bills and making things work and being productive, and joy and fun were not a big part of our conversations. And so I learned, after losing my first friend in middle school, that I was sad. I was really, really sad. And I did not know, after talking to anyone, how to work through that grief and how to continue living in joy in some way, shape, or form. What I learned after many years, after losing my husband and other forms of adversity as well, is that the choice was up to me. That the only person who can create my happiness, and we've all heard this, that doesn't mean it's any easier to accept or to institute. We've all heard that our happiness is our responsibility. And as I mentioned in my book, it's so much easier to point fingers at other people. For me to say, well, if I had parents who paid for my education, or if I had started out not in debt, or if I didn't lose my husband, or, you know, these things happen, so you have to understand that your response to the hard things is going to create your future. So being positive is, for me, a form of daily routines, and that means waking up in the morning. For me, I give thanks and gratitude. I read from the Bible, or I read from one of my my meditations, and my focus is on gratitude for what I already have. I welcome the day. I welcome the chance to be a servant leader. And I do everything in the power to maintain positivity and look at those challenges that come to me as opportunities for growth.
That's interesting, because I before I even get out of bed, I say five things I'm grateful for. So these kinds of things work. And while you're trying to get your mind into a positive mode, a lot of times affirmations stuck all over the place will do it. It takes 6 weeks to break a habit. And I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, so I understand how to break habits. I've been a God-based psychic since I'm 8 years old, so and I've done a lot of stuff. So basically, what happens is that you always have to make sure that you can. It takes 6 weeks to change something. So, and you're right. You have a choice in every moment to be happy or not. So basically, what you have to do is train your mind, so when you're getting into a negative space, to stop, understand you're in the place, and then choose a higher place. Now, one of the things that I found, which is very interesting, but works 100% of the time, is if you catch yourself in a negative place, start humming, just humming. And what
that,
and the reason that you do that, it's because we have an electrical system in our bodies called the chakras, and the chakras take the life force that comes in the air and it goes through our body, and there's not just seven chakras or 13 chakras. There's thousands of chakras that are moving this air and oxygen and life force through our body. And when we are down in the lower chakras from the heart down, that's where we're handling our emotional problems and whatever. And our security and all these different things. Each one of these chakra centers actually does that. So when you start to hum, it immediately takes the energy and puts it up into the higher chakras, which is the heart. And so that's why it works.
And makes complete sense.
Yeah. So let me tell you, I think we might be almost soon off. So could you please tell us more where people can find out about you and your book?
Well, first of all, thank you, Linda, so much for sharing this time with me and giving me the opportunity to share Hope Givers. My website is joaspeakson.com. My book, Hope Givers, and my other two books as well, The Stars That Shine and Someone I Love Has ALS, A Caregiver's Guide, are all available on Amazon. And I do want to get my books on audio, so I know that you've done that, and I hope to get that done soon. And they are, Hope Givers is also an e-book. So thank you so much for this chance to share.
Well, thank you so much, Jodi O'Donnell Ames. And again, it's the book, Jodi O'Donnell Ames, Hope Givers. And her website is Joa, J-O-A, speakson.com. Thanks, Jodi.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's time to answer some questions for you. You know, we have a very short window, so if you want a reading, Give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Let me repeat those numbers again. 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Okay. I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. My TV trailer is finally out. You can go to YouTube and look up Linda McKenzie, or it's even on the HealthyLife.net site, so on YouTube. It's also, you can get it on my thing on Facebook. It's Linda56 on that. And then the actual Live with Linda TV special will be on SoulSearch.tv. It's an app that you can get on Roku, Amazon, Apple TV, and I will be on, and it's going to be premiering on September 18th. Finally, it's here. The editing is done. The schmoozing and pretty sweet stuff is done. And so I think it came out okay. Not the best, but it's okay. Some of the photography wasn't where it should be, but that's okay. We had a great film editor who was Emmy Award-winning film editor doing the best she could with it. So, you know, take a look. There's a lot of good content in there that will help to warm your heart, and hopefully it's entertaining. I tried to make it funny, but then maybe I'm not so funny. Who knows? You know, who knows? You know what I mean? Okay. All right. So let's get to our Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. Today we're going to talk about a nice basil di gut, which is basil. That's a nice Italian herb that we put in our sauce, right? Well, it's actually from India. And then basil was introduced into Europe in ancient times. And there's a lot of traditions associated with the herb. And but there's been mixed traditions. Some cultures associated basil with hatred and misfortune, and others regarded it as a love token. So if it was some of the ancient physicians said it should be never be taken internally, while a lot of physicians recommended smelling it in vinegar for fainting fits. In Ayurvedic medicine, it's known as tulsi, and the juice is widely used. The leaves are really good for rubbing on insect bites, and they can also be taken as a warming and uplifting tonic for like nervous exhaustion or any kind of cold condition. The essential oil of basil is extracted from the leaves, and it's often combined with hyssop, bergamot, or geranium, and it's a stimulating massage oil for depression. And in Ayurvedic medicine, the juice, basil juice, is recommended for snake bites as a general tonic for chills, coughs, skin problems, and earaches. And there you have it. There is some caution. Don't use the essential oil externally or internally in pregnancy, they're saying. There you have it. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. You know, I have gemstones all over. I wear them. I have them in the studio. I have them in my house. I have a whole altar thing of, you know, three tiers of stones. I have them in my bedroom. I just love them. I love stones. And today we're going to talk about onyx. Now, onyx is predominantly colored in black and white, red and white, orange and brown, and honey and white. And it's often carved into producing the cameos that you see. Okay. It's excellent for centering an alignment of your whole person with higher powers. It can be used to banish grief, to enhance self-control, to stimulate the power of wise decision-making, who doesn't need that, and to encourage happiness and good fortune. It helps you absorb from the universe those energies which are needed for you. It can be used to clean and cleanse the intuitive receivers such that you can feel the connection to the whole while continuing to be aware of the many opportunities available for use in any kind of intuitive guidance. It also furthers the quality of sentience, of the instincts. It helps you to both see and feel your guidance. Onyx can also help to see the duality of your nature and can synthesize your yin side with your yang side. And so it can also be used to provide glimpses of that lies beyond, while providing activation of your memory with respect to your roots and in reality. It really is good. It further helps you to follow the path alone, promoting recognition of personal strength, and helps you in understanding the reality of your moment. It's become one, it helps you kind of master your own future. So it's very important, onyx says, and it's also a very good protection stone. Onyx is very good, although people won't tell you that. In healing, it's been used in the treatment of disorders related to bone marrow, to the soft tissue structures, and to the feet. And there you have it, a little bit about onyx. Yeah, we love our stones. You know, right now I have amber on, which is protection. I have three kinds. I have a white amber on, and then I also have a amber on. I have a pearl because I'm Cancer, and so therefore I need to be calm, and pearl is very calming for Cancer. And that's all I have on for right now, but I always carry a pouch with me with 12 different kinds of wonderful stones to enhance rhythm and to make me understand when people are talking to me. Like, for example, like carnelian is a really good stone if you and your partner are a little different in how you process things. Say your partner is processes things da-dun, and you process things da-dun. Well, if you take carnelian and you hold them and you have an intention, both of you hold them and then give one to the other, what will happen is when you're going dun 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 dun, it will do dun 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 dun, and then when they are trying to do it, they're going to, you know, dun dun dun, they'll go a little faster, dun 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 dun. What does that do? It helps you to understand one another. So carnelian is great. Herkimer diamond, if you program the diamonds together and you get one and they get one, it always keeps you close. So there's many, many different things and so many wonderful things on gemstones. My go-to book is really from, I guess, the 70s, and it's called Love is in the Earth. It's a kaleidoscope of crystals, and it's by Melody. And if you want to have the best kind of Bible for these wonderful things, that is what it is. It's called Love is in the Earth by Melody. And it's still available because it is one of those manuals that will help you throughout your lifetime. A lot of things that I have in my Symbols of You book, I'll be going back up to Santa Cruz, I guess, the end of September. In 2024, the 29th and 30th, and I'm doing private readings, and I'm also doing a lecture at Soul Search in Santa Cruz on the 29th at 10 a.m. Look up soulsearch.io, and they will show you what I'm doing, and I'll be doing a talk on psychic ability and giving examples of all 17 psychic abilities. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of times I'll do readings interspersed. I'm also going to be doing something called Brunch with Linda. It's going to be for the next 6 months. I'm going to be at infinityfoundation.org is in Chicago. They're going to be doing a Zoom call, and we're going to be doing psychic readings for Soul Connection, and it's called Brunch with Linda. It's on Sunday brunch, right? So sign up, and there's, if you sign up early, you know, you'll be able to get a discount on that too. So those are the two things that I'll be doing, and you can always check my website, lindamckenzie.net, because that has all my appearances, if and when I'm going to do another TV special, if I decide to do that. It will have all the things I'm doing. It will have the predictions. I do predictions for 2 months, so you can always go in there and see what's going on with that. If you scroll down on the home page, there's tons and tons and tons of articles on mind, body, and spirit. I try and help everything and everyone as much as I can, and you can always go and find out more information about my books and my audio book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program. All right, that's it for right now. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. Well, I think it's time to go. Here it is. It's over again. God, I can't even imagine. I don't even know how many shows I might have done. I've been doing this since 1996, at least once a week. That's a lot of shows, okay? But you can always catch everything on archive. And we have a wonderful free site called hrnradio.com that you can go and get years' worth of wonderful positive programs. You can drop me a line to an email, send it to linda@lindamckenzie.net. I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of gifts, grace, and gumption. Bye.